Join us online, offline, and on your mobile at God's Grace Eston Global Commission, GGHC, as we study and rightly divide the word of truth with accuracy and precision. GGHC, grace will speak for you.
You will open your mouth and say, I reject poverty. I reject sickness. I reject failure. Everything you want to reject, I begin to reject it now. Begin to reject it now. The angels of God are here. Begin to reject it now. Everything you don't want in your life, this is the time to reject it. This is the time to reject it. This is the time to reject it. From today, poverty, bye-bye. Failure, bye-bye. Non-achievement, bye-bye. Open your mouth and pray. 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 What you reject today is rejected. What you reject today is rejected. If you can only believe, don't keep quiet. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. That thing you don't want again in your life, begin to reject it now. Begin to reject it now. Begin to reject it now. Hey, somebody is not praying. I wish you can do better. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. Reject it now. Reject it now. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Aha! The angels are walking. I like the way that sister shouted it. Look, they are walking. They are here because of you. You will do yourself a lot of disfavor if you keep quiet. We are still going to pray that prayer point again. We are still rejecting. Probably there are some things you have forgotten. Think about it now. Because anything you reject today, it remains rejected. You will not see them again. Are you ready now? Say, I reject failure. I reject sickness. I reject poverty. In the name of Jesus, I reject it now. It is not my portion. I will not die. I will live to declare the works of the Lord. I hope you are praying. I hope you are praying. If you will only believe, you will see the salvation of the Lord. If you will only believe this morning, you will see the salvation of the Lord. If you will only believe this morning, you will see the salvation of the Lord. What do you mean, Koya? What do you mean, Koshi? What do you mean, Koisha? What do you mean, Koshi? What do you mean, Koi Tegbe? What do you mean, Ko? Me only work is a Kenya show. What put your mouth up, begin to reject. Aha! Hey! Oh, yes! That sister reject high blood pressure. High blood pressure is not your portion. Sickness is not your portion. Reject it now! Reject it now! Reject it now! Reject it now! In the name of Jesus! Yes! 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 In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Are you ready again? We have rejected. Now we want to accept. Say, from today, I grab prosperity. I grab good health. I grab long life. I claim it now. Everywhere I go, I will prosper. Everything you want, I begin to claim it now. Begin to claim it. Begin to claim it. Begin to claim it. If you want a job, claim it now. Everything you ask now, you will get. Everything you ask now, you will get. Everything you ask now, you will get. Everything you ask now, you will receive. Don't keep quiet. This is not an ordinary service. The angels of God are here. The angels of God are here. Open your mouth. Whatever you like, whatever you want, begin to claim it for your life now. Begin to claim it for your life now. As you are claiming, the angels are writing it down. As you are claiming it, the angels are writing it down. As you are claiming it, they are writing it down. It is so. In the name of Jesus. Oh yes. Oh yes. I claim long life. I claim prosperity. I claim good health. I claim long life. I claim success in all my endeavor. In everything I lay my hands, I will succeed. Open your mouth and pray. Begin to pray. Pray for your husbands. Pray for your children. Pray for your wives. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Our Father and our God, we thank you for this wonderful morning. Thank you, Lord, for bringing us to this year's Isaiah service, prayer service. Each year, we have testimonies to share. And this year will not be an exception. In this place, Lord, do wonders. Transform lives. I hear the Lord say to me, he said, I have already done wonders. I have already transformed lives. Oh, thank you, Jesus. From today, every embargo that is placed upon your life and progress has been shattered to pieces. I hear the Lord say to me, I can hear him now. He said, tell them I am pleased. And because you have pleased me, I will surprise you. Listen to what the Spirit of God is saying. He said, where no man has ever reached in your family line, where no man has ever reached in your generation, because you are here today, the hand of God will take you there. The hand of God will take you there. The spirit that is here today is the spirit of the prophet of Isaiah. The spirit of the prophet Isaiah is here. Malika palita la tira kira tira rabo yakata. Indarabo satakatele. If your amen can roar like thunder, every bad thing that has been done against your life before today, they are overthrown. They are overturned in the name of Jesus. Sickness is abolished from your life. Failure is abolished from your life. Non-achievement is abolished from your life. Everywhere you go, men will go out of their way to honor you. Men will go out of their way to favor you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hey, I see somebody here. This week, mark my word, this week you shall encounter massive breakthrough. In the name of Jesus. The doors that hitherto has been closed against you, they are open now. They are open now. They are open now. Thank you, Jesus. Have your way, Lord, this morning. Let the meditations of my heart
And the words of my mouth be acceptable before you today. Thank you, everlasting Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. A louder amen. Please be seated. Look at somebody beside you. Tell the person your life cannot remain the same again. It's not possible. Tell the person it's not possible. Your life can never remain the same again. You are no longer where you were when you entered the church today. You have been moved forward. You are climbing higher. Hear me and hear me well. Say to them, say, hear me and hear me well. Your enemies are in trouble. For you carry on your body the glory of the Almighty. Anyone angel touch carries God's glory. Because you have been touched this morning, you carry God's glory. You are unstoppable. Say to the person, you are unstoppable. Sickness is no longer operating in your life. They are gone. You will not see them again. Amen. Look at another person. Say, welcome to Isaiah's prayer. 2021. Your life will not be the same again. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The presence of God is mighty in this place this morning. For those of you that came here since very early, some even came earlier than 8 o'clock, 7:30, a lot of us were here. You will know what I'm talking about. Right from that early morning, we could feel the power, we could feel the presence. Right where you were sitting, you could feel that touch. And you could know that God is here. I have good news for you. Every one of you here today, because you obeyed God and you believed this prophet, and you are seated here this morning, mark today's date and write it down. Your life is about to experience breakthroughs that you never thought or imagined. In the name of Jesus. We are here to pray. But before we go into our Isaiah's prayers, I want to briefly and quickly tell you something you need to know about Isaiah. Like that short documentary we watched, for those of us that were here early, it was telling us about prophets in the Bible and how Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Daniel are among those that we call the major prophets. But among these major prophets, Isaiah stands out. Do you know why Isaiah stands out? Majority of Isaiah's messages and prophecies, we are talking about Jesus Christ. Isaiah was the first person to prophesy about the coming of Jesus. 700 years before Jesus was born, he had begun to talk about Jesus. He said, unto us a son is given. Unto us a child will be born. The government shall be upon his shoulder. We will call him Wonderful, Counselor, Prince of Peace. People were saying, what is this man talking about? Isaiah is not an ordinary prophet. He's a prophet of many generations. His name, Isaiah, means God is salvation. God is my savior. Oluwa lo le gba mi. That is the meaning of his name. How many of you believe God is your salvation? So when we say Isaiah's prayer, we are saying God is our salvation. Oluwa lo le gba wa. Ohun lo keta le sato. He is the one we can run to. He is the one that can save us. He is the one that can help us. Personally, I concluded that Prophet Isaiah is the prophet of grace. Is the prophet of grace. Because without grace, can there be salvation? No. It is because of grace that we have salvation. Isaiah was the first man God shared the idea of grace and salvation with. Isaiah is the most quoted prophet in the New Testament. Should I come again? Isaiah is the most quoted prophet in the New Testament. That means in the New Testament, they didn't forget Isaiah. Even Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, in the book of Matthew chapter 13 verse 14, time will not permit us to read it. Please write it down when you get to read, or if we can have it displayed on the screen. Matthew chapter 13 verse 14, Mark chapter 7 verse 6, and Luke chapter 4 from verse 16 to 21, Jesus Christ quoted Isaiah in all these places. Jesus Christ himself. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, as we said, this is Jesus speaking, by hearing ye shall hear and shall not understand, and seeing ye shall see and shall not perceive. Can you open to Luke 4 16 to 21? All these are the prophecies of Isaiah. Luke 4 16 to 21, he says, and he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, he went into the synagogue, and on the Sabbath day he stood up to read. This is Jesus Christ reading in the synagogue. He said, and there was delivered unto him the book of who? Prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written. What was written there? He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he had anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He had sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty them that are bruised. Hallelujah. The words of Isaiah break chains. The most quoted prophet in the Bible. Isaiah had an encounter with God at a very young age in the temple. He is one of the very few men that has seen God koro koro, face to face. Not many have seen God, but Isaiah saw God. In Isaiah chapter 6 verse 1, he said, in the year King Uzziah died, what happened? I saw the Lord. Who saw the Lord? When God called me, he took me to the book of Isaiah 45. It is upon that place, I've said it here many times, Isaiah 45, 1 to 15. Upon that place was where my own personal ministry was established. At this time, I think I was just about 21 years old. And that day, I was praying, and the Lord told me to read that portion. As I read that Bible portion, I felt oil dropping on my head. Physically, I feel it. I touched it. I said, my head is oily. I didn't rub cream. And that was the beginning of my call and my ministry. That is why this ministry is ordered after Cyrus, according to Isaiah 45, from verse 1. He said he has called Cyrus, and he will open before him the double doors. He will make the crooked places straight. Thus said the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have holding, to subdue nations before him. I will loose the loins of kings. I will open before him to the two leaf gates, and the gates shall not be shut. Listen to me. If you are in this ministry, door of good things cannot be shut to you. It's a covenant, because that is the covenant on which this ministry was established. This morning, the Lord has given us some prayer points. There are actually 12 of them, but I don't know if I will be able to, if we'll be able to complete the 12. But wherever we stop, I know that our life can never, even if it's only three we do, your life can never remain the same again. He has given us 12 portions from the book of prophet Isaiah, who I want to describe as the oracle of God. He said, once we declare those prophecies according to what is written in those places upon our life, it will work for us. If Jesus could stand in the temple and say, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, what Isaiah said, he has anointed me. The Bible says the presence of God came down. The temple was filled with the glory of God. There is somebody here this morning. Your life is about to experience a change. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. There are seven things that will happen here today. Very quickly. Number one, you will encounter the power of God like never before. That has already started happening. You will encounter that power like never before. Number two, every problem, every challenge you are facing will scatter. As you decree these words from the oracle of God, those problems will vanish. Number three, from this week, you will receive what I call dominant testimony. Hello? Did you hear what I said? Dominant test. There are some testimonies that are dominant. Others will give their own. But when you come and give your own, it is that your own they will be talking about. Dominant testimonies. That is what you will receive in the name of Jesus Christ. Number four, every spirit that is not of God in your life, they will pack their load and go. They will no longer stay there. You know, Isaiah spoke about Jesus 700 years before he was born. He said he was bruised for iniquities. He was chastised for iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. Now Isaiah talk about 700 years before he was born. He saw it. He declared it. And it is so. He was bruised for our transgressions. He was wounded for our iniquities. The chastisement of my peace was upon him. By his stripes, I am healed. I can no longer have problem. Sickness can no longer stay in your life this morning. Failure can no longer stay in your life this morning. Poverty can no longer stay in your life this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus. Number five, as you declare these words this morning, every King Uzziah that is blocking you, that is blocking your life from moving forward, from making progress, hear me and hear me now, they will die. Oh. Okay, somebody is pitying them. I said they will die. Oh. Because it took the death of King Uzziah for Isaiah to see the Lord. If they say they will not repent, not some of them, they have already signed. Yeah. If I die, make I die. Some people will even say it is over their dead body. It's them that use their mouth to say it. What they say will come to pass. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Every Uzziah blocking your progress, blocking your family, blocking your finances, blocking your life, they are going down today. In the name of Jesus Christ. And what is the final thing that will happen? Number six. There will be renewal of your body. Renewal of your soul. Renewal of your spirit. If you check your body now, if you are being sincere with yourself, you will feel a certain lightness. As if you are feeling lighter than normal. It is because there is a touch that has entered your life. From today, your body system, your soul, your spirit will receive a rejuvenation. In the name of Jesus Christ, you will become a global brand. Listen to me, you will become a global brand. I am saying it again, you will become a global brand. In the name of Jesus Christ, you will be a pillar in the house of God. The same thing that will happen, you will receive divine immunity. There will be immunity in your body. There will be immunity in your spirit. There will be immunity in your soul. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Are you ready for these 12 prayers? Open your Bible to Isaiah 64. Isaiah 64. Can we display it on the screen very quickly? We are reading verse 1 and 2. Isaiah 64, verse 1 and 2. That is where we are praying for this morning. Oh, that thou wouldest rend the heavens, that thou wouldest come down, that the mountains might flow down at your presence. Verse 2. As when the melting fire burneth, the fire causes the waters to boil, to make thy name known to thine adversaries, that the nations may tremble at your presence. You will say, oh Lord, come down by fire. Rent the heavens. Come down and intervene upon my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray that prayer. Intervene in my life this morning. Come down in your power, that thou wouldest rend the heaven. Rend the heaven and come down. Rend the heavens and come down. Is somebody praying this morning? Is somebody praying this morning? Is somebody praying this morning? Rend the heavens and come down. 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 Aha! Intervene in my life this morning, according to the word of your prophet, that thou wouldest rend the heavens and come down and burn the mountains and boil the water. Let waters boil. Let mountains catch fire. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. If you don't pray, you don't love yourself. Oh. We are going to number 2. I told you we have 12. So I'm going to try to make it as brief as possible. Please, there's no time to encourage you. Pray. These are powerful words. They are prophetic words. They have life. The next one is Isaiah chapter 54. Second one is Isaiah chapter 54. I'm reading from verse 13 to 15. Isaiah chapter 54, verse 13 to 15. Anything you hear that you like, let your amen roar like thunder. Isaiah 54, from 13 to 15. He says, all your children shall be taught by the Lord. Oh, somebody did not say amen. All your children shall be taught by the Lord. And great shall be the peace of your children. In righteousness you shall be established. You shall be far from oppression. You shall not fear. From terror you will not fear. For it shall not come near you. Terror shall not come near you. Evil shall not come near you. Verse 15, he says, indeed, they shall surely gather. They go gather. Witches and wizards will gather. Envious powers will gather. They shall surely assemble, but not because of me. Whoever assembles against you shall fall for your sake. I say, whoever gather against you, they shall scatter for your sake. I repeat again, whoever gather against you, they shall scatter for your sake. In the name of Jesus Christ. Verse 17. He said, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Brother Kingsley, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. I'm not the one saying it. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Every tongue that rise up against you in judgment shall be condemned. Hey, this is your heritage. It is your heritage. It is your inheritance as children of the Most High God. Because your righteousness is of me, says the Lord. I am decreeing over your life this morning. Wherever they gather because of you, they will scatter to pieces. Are you ready to pray now? You will say, anywhere they gather, against my life, against my children, against my business, against my prosperity. Scatter! In the name of Jesus Christ, open your mouth and begin to pray that prayer. Command them to scatter. This is prayer. It's a prophetic prayer. Isaiah said they will surely gather, but not by me. God said they will surely gather, but he did not send them. Anyone that will gather against you for evil, they shall scatter. Pray that prayer. Pray that prayer. Pray that prayer. Pray that prayer. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Say, my children shall be taught by the Lord. My own children shall be taught by the Lord. My children shall know peace. My children shall grow in the Lord. My children are untouchable to the powers of darkness. Open your mouth and begin to pray that prayer. According to the words of the prophet, open your mouth and decree it. They shall be taught by the Lord. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. My children will know peace. This is a prayer meeting. Are you tired already? We just started. Open your mouth and pray. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. I'm going to number three. Like I said, there is no time. We have to move. Number three is from Isaiah chapter 8. I'm reading verse 9 and 10. Isaiah chapter 8, verse 9 and 10. The Bible says, be shattered, all you people, and be broken in pieces. Give ear, all you for frank countries. Guard yourself, you will be broken in pieces. Guard yourself, you will be broken in pieces. Take counsel together, it will come to nothing. Speak the word, evil word, it will not stand. Why? For God is with us. Are you ready to pray this morning? Say, every word that is spoken against me, for if it will not stand, because God is with me. Every evil word spoken against me by any power, by anybody, it will not stand, because God is with me. Open your mouth and begin to pray that prayer. Open your mouth and begin to pray that prayer. They shall be shattered to pieces. Even though they take counsel together, it will not stand. Every evil word spoken against your life, spoken against your children, it will not stand. It will not stand. It will not stand. It will not stand. Because God is with us. Because God is with us. Because God is with us. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Yes. The Lord is with me. Every word spoken against me, every evil word spoken against my children. There is a woman that should pray this prayer. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. There is somebody here. They put something like black soap on their tongue and they use it to curse. If your amen can roar like thunder now, if your amen can roar like thunder now, that word is going to backfire. Amen. hear the word of the Lord. I stand on the word of prophet Isaiah that says even though they speak the word, it will not stand. I decree that every word that they mark their tongue or they put their tongue in something to issue against your life, to issue against your children, to issue against your business, to issue against your progress, if your amen can roar like thunder, I decree right now, let that word backfire. 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 Every power that want to kill you so that they can take your place, I speak here as a prophet of the Most High God, and I decree every evil word, every evil arrow, every evil proclamation against your life and destiny backfire. Backfire, 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 in the name of Jesus. Aha! Push at Alakandaya. Rekapanda leboseta. Yes. Yes. Aha. They have to go back. They have to go back to sender. They have to go back to sender. They can no longer walk in your life. I uproot them from the root. Mo fa won tu ti gbogbo ti gbogbo. Mo fa won tu ti gbogbo ti gbogbo. Mo fa won tu ti gbogbo ti gbogbo. I uproot them from the root. I uproot them from the root. I uproot them from the root. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Mashanda kanabaya dakaseta. Amen. The next one is from Isaiah chapter 41. Isaiah chapter 41. We don't have time. Isaiah 41, we want to read from verse 10 to 15. Isaiah 41, from verse 10 to 15. Isaiah, by the Spirit of God, declare, he said, fear not, for God is with you. Eratunda kambali kadia. Gbogbo ohun to n deru ba yin lati eni lo mo ni ki ile lanu gbogbo mi. Everything that is bringing fear to your life today, the ground open and swallow them up. Hey, palido sakanda ukoko wa tan pe ni ojiji beru, the shadow of fear. Wọn kọ kọjá lojiji wọn de mu iberu bojo ba aye re malatina kanda huria lati oni lo. From today, every shadow of fear in your life and destiny, they disappear, 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 in the name of Jesus. Fear not, for God is with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. God will strengthen you. He said, yes, I will help you. God will help you. He says, I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. God will uphold you with his right hand. said, behold. Behold means look. Behold means ewoye. Behold, all those that were incensed against you, all those that are poisoned against you, all those that are working against you, they shall be ashamed. Namitoka, huh? They shall be what? Not only will they be ashamed, they will be disgraced. The Bible said they shall be as nothing. Those who strive with you, I want to buy the jacadi. Those who strive with you, they say, yeah, he will not make progress. I not go green. For no just cause, they are striving with your progress. They are striving with your finances. They are striving with your health. He said, those who strive with you shall perish. He said, you will look for them and you will not find them. You will look for them. You will not find them again. Those who contend with you, those who war against you, they shall be as nothing. They shall be non-existent. They shall be non-existent. He said, for I, your God, will hold your right hand, saying to you, fear not, I will help you. Say, my God, hold my right hand. Help me. Who wants to pray that prayer? Say, my God, my Father, hold my right hand. Help me. Open your mouth and begin to pray in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray that prayer. I need your help. Except the Lord help me, I cannot help myself. Except the Lord help me, I cannot help myself. Except the Lord help me, I cannot help myself. Pray the prayer. 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 In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Number what are we now? This is number 5 now. I think we will stop at 7 today. There are 12, it will remain 5. We stop at 7 today and then continue next week Sunday. Do you agree with me? Or you want us to finish? Which one do you want? We should finish it. Amen. When it's hot, make we strike him. Isaiah 43, that's the next one. Isaiah chapter 43. I'm reading verse 19. Isaiah 43, verse 19. The Bible says, behold, I will do a new thing. Hey, somebody is going to get a new thing. Oh, I see somebody singing here. Yes, do you know the song he was singing? Ire mi de, ire ayo, ire mi kabo, ire mi. Behold, I will do a new thing. He says, now it shall spring forth. Another version says, now it shall happen. How many of you want it to happen now? It's God that said, I will do a new thing. In your life, God will do a new thing. In your home, God will do a new thing. In your business, God will do a new thing. He said, now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? He said, I will even make a road in the wilderness. And I will create rivers in the desert. God will make a way where there seems to be. He walks in ways. He walks. Ah, we can. Oh, yes, he will make. Oh, yeah, he will be. Hold me close. Hold me closely. With love and strength. Ah, for each new day. Oh, yes, he will make. Oh, God with me. Say, my Father, do a new thing in my life. Make a way where there seems to be no way. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to pray that prayer. Shout it to Layemi Jesu. Shout it to Layemi Jesu. Shout it to Layemi Jesu. Oh, Dogwaye lo shati mami ma. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Do a new thing in my life. Do a new thing in my family. Ela no sibiti ona ko si fun mi. Lanoko mi Olorun mi lanoko mi o. Lanoko mi Olorun mi lanoko mi. Eyin le lano fun Israel lagiju aye. Ela no fun Mose leti okun pupa. Lanoko mi o Olorun mi. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Number 6, Isaiah 53, verse 5. If you are sick, or they have declared any form of sickness in your body, or there is one you are managing, get ready. Because that sickness is going to be buried here today. Isaiah chapter 53. I'm reading verse 5. But he was wounded for your transgression. He was bruised for your iniquity. The chastisement of your peace was upon him. And by his stripes. Listen. You were healed. We are past tense. It has already happened. In the past. When Isaiah was prophesying here, he was prophesying in the past. Because he believed that what he said will happen and it will come to pass. By his stripes, you are what? Are you ready to pray? Let every part of your body vibrate. Say, every sickness, every disease, every infirmity in my body, what are you doing there? Come on! In the name of Jesus, by his stripes I am healed. What are you doing there? Infirmity, come out. Sickness, come out. Disease, come out. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Open your mouth and pray that prayer, my sister. Open your mouth and pray that prayer, my brother. That sickness can no longer stay there. It can no longer stay there. He 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 can no longer stay there. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Ouch. Ouch. Ouch! Ouch! You are a stranger. The strangers shall be afraid. And they shall run out of their close places. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Aha! If you know there is any area of your body where you are feeling discomfort, or you know it has not, they have declared any form of sickness, lay your hand there at that place now. While all eyes are closed. The angels of God are still here. Every organ in your body that is not functioning well, hear the word of the Lord. Begin to function now. 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 Begin to function. Anyone that needs a replacement, you know, our God has all the spare parts. Oh yeah, let there be a replacement now. In the name of Jesus. I think it was 2 years ago, somebody called me and he said, the doctor said, my kidneys are no longer working. He was crying. He said, Pastor, they say I should come for dialysis. I said, kilo njebe. Nigba te ni to ni spare party wa lori ite. And I said, oh, yeah. Wake up at 3 a.m. in the night. When you wake up, call me. 3 a.m. My phone rang. Aha, I stood up. I said, yeah, you will hit that place. He said, he's paining me. I said, I know. That pain you are feeling is what will bring the healing. You will hit it 3 times. And you will say, you bad kidney, go. Let a new one come. You bad, eat it where? Esma, opa da shise o. He went back to the doctor. The doctor said, ah, what happened? It's really strange. We cannot explain. Hear me and hear me well. Every one of you here that they have given clinical prophecies, whose report will you believe? If you will believe the report of the Lord and your amen will roar like thunder, from today that clinical prophecy over your life becomes null and void. I said it becomes null and void. 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 In the name of Jesus, you are healed. You can no longer be sick. Any organ in your body that is not functioning begin to function. Yeah, the polycandia. That sickness that came inside as a result of food you ate in your dream. If your amen can roar like thunder, let them come out. Thank you, Jesus. Number what now? Number 7. Isaiah chapter 60 from verse 1. Isaiah chapter 60. I'm reading verse 1 to 3. Oh, I hear the Spirit of God say to me, this one is for one person here. I don't know who that person is, but me, I'm already claiming it before it comes to you. Ah, I claim it, too. I heard, I said, this one is for one person here. Yeah. It's for me. Are you ready? The Bible says, arise! Arise! The day. Yoruba said, the day. Kuloto. Arise! And shine. For your light has come. Oh, there is no prophet like Prophet Isaiah. Manika pali kani 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 ya. Mi ofe mo batoti peto toti wa ninu isale. Mi ofe mo batoti peto toti wa labele. I don't want to know how long you have been there. That man said, I'll be here for 38 years. No one wants to help me. Jesus said today, help us come. Arise! Arise! Arise from the pit of life. Arise from the cage of life. Arise from the dungeon of life. Arise from where they have locked you. From where they have put you. I say arise! I say arise! I see the angel of God pulling somebody up. I see the angels of God pulling somebody up. But the legs are weak. The legs are weak. I'm decreeing, let your legs receive strength now. Let your spiritual leg receive strength now. Gbogbo agbara to ti kun elese. To ti kun elese mi. Those powers that have broken your spiritual leg, that they say you will not rise again, let those legs receive strength now. Let those legs receive healing now. Arise! Shine! For your light has come. your name. Say Femi. Arise. Shine. For your light has come. Say it with smile and laughter. Say Femi. Arise. Shine. For your light has come. And the glory of God is upon you. Yeah, 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 yeah. Verse 2 says, for behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness shall cover the people. But for you, God will arise over your life, and his glory shall be seen upon you. That means when others are in darkness, when they are complaining, you will be shining, because the glory of God will be seen upon you. Number 3, verse 3. He said, the Gentiles shall now come to your light. And the kings will come to the brightness of your shining. Because they are in the dark. Because you are receiving the light of God. They will say, Bawolo Jenshe. How is it happening? They will now begin to come from the dark into your own light. I am prophesying upon the life of somebody here. Irawaye ereti tonlato nene. Have you seen anywhere there is light and people stay in darkness? Naturally, light attracts. From today, your life will begin to attract blessing. Your life begin to attract prosperity. Your life begin to attract favor. I remember one day, we were outside, and you know these insects that normally surround light. They were gathering, my son said, why are these things surrounding the light like this? It was a small boy. He went and switched off the light. Bah! As he switched off the light, all of them went away. I said, on it again. He on it. Bah! They began to gather. Hear me and hear me today. As the Lord liveth and as his son liveth, every darkness in your life, they shall vanish. 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 In the name of Jesus. Timole bad day okukubodo paradanio. When light comes, darkness must disappear. And where there is light, there is attraction. From now henceforth, your life begins to attract good things. Your life begins to attract prosperity. You will not lack again. You will not beg to eat. In the mighty name of Jesus. Are you ready to pray? Say, I arise. I shine. For my glory is come. And the Lord is risen upon me. Open your mouth and begin to pray that prayer. I arise and I shine. My glory is come. My light is come. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon me. Oh yes. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. You say we should continue, Abby? Are you tired? Isaiah 49. That's the eighth one now. Isaiah 49 verse 25. The Bible says, but thus said the Lord, even the captive of the mighty shall be taken away. Those mighty people that took you captive, even their captive shall be taken away. And the prey of the terrible will be delivered. He said, for I will contend with them who contend with you. And it will be I will contend with them who contend with you. And I will save your children. I will feed them who oppress you with their own flesh. They shall be drunk with their own blood. As with sweet wine. All flesh shall know that I am the Lord and I am your Savior. I am your Redeemer, the mighty one of Jacob. Are you listening to me? Isaiah 49 from verse 24 to 26. He said, the prey shall be taken from the mighty. Any powerful man in your father's house, in your mother's house, in the environment you are living, that is oppressing your life, that is taking you as a prey, today you are getting out of their hand. Alagbara orun o gba e lowo won. You are getting out of their hand. The Bible says, it will feed them that oppress you with their own flesh. They will be drunken with their blood as with sweet wine. Those who contend with you, God will contend with them. Are you ready to pray? You say, my father, fight with everyone that is fighting against me. Contend with everyone that is contending against me. Feed them with their own flesh and let them be drunken with their own blood. In the name of Jesus, can you please open your mouth and begin to pray that prayer? You are praying the word. You are praying the word. What you are praying is in the scripture. Fight with those that fight with me. Contend with those that contend against me. Feed them with their own flesh. Let them be drunken with their own blood. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Number 9. The Lord is repeating again. Isaiah 42, verse 9. Isaiah 42, verse 9. He said, behold. Behold means see. The former things have come to pass. That means they have passed. They have come and they have passed. The former things have come and they have passed. And new things I declare. Oh, ati jo ti koja o. Listen to me. Anyone that saw you this morning before you came to church and they see you after you have returned from church, let them know that you are no longer where you were before. I'm not the one that said it. The word of God said, the former things are gone. The new things have come. You have entered into a new era. Yeah. Tell him or her, say, my level has changed. I have changed position. Can you pack your bag and your Bible and everything that you have? Move to another seat. Let there be a spiritual, physical movement. Just take another seat. And as you are moving, say, I have changed. I have relocated. I am no longer where I was before. I have moved to a new place. Say, behold! The former things have passed. The new things I declare. He said, before they spring forth, I am telling you now. That is what the Lord is saying. Right there on your seat, say, I declare. Old things are gone in my life. New things shall begin. From now, open your mouth and begin to pray that prayer in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray that prayer. My level has changed. My positioning has changed. I am no longer where I was before. Oh, new things have begun in my life. New things have begun in my life. New things have begun in my life. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. New things have begun. New things have begun. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we pray. Number 10. Am I correct? Isaiah 40, 29. We are almost there. Isaiah 40, verse 29. The Bible says, he gives power to the weak. And to those who have no might, he increased their strength. He give power to the weak. Those who have no might, he will increase their strength. I am praying for someone here. Kusagbara, kusolunolowo, kusala anu. Hear me and hear me well. The Lord will increase your strength. Everyone that is weak here, you shall be strong. Verse 30 says, even the youth shall faint and weary, and the young men shall fall. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagle. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Say, from today, I receive supernatural strength. I run, I don't get weak. I walk, I don't faint. I fly in the sky like an eagle. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray that prayer. I walk, I don't faint. I fly in the sky like an eagle. I run and I don't get tired. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. I receive the strength of God today. I run, I don't get weary. I receive the strength to do exploits. I receive the strength to mount up with wings as eagle. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. It's like you are getting tired, though. And you are the one that says we should continue. 11. Isaiah chapter 60, verse 14. The Bible says, also, the sons of those who afflict you, they will come and bow down to you. Okay, you don't want them to bow to you. Abi. The sons of those who afflict you, they shall come bowing down to you. Listen to this one. This one is specifically for one person here. All those that mock you, all those that despise you, they shall prostrate at the sole of your feet. I'm reading from the word of God. Isaiah chapter 60 verse 14. All the sons of those who afflict you, say, all the sons of those who afflict your life, who torture you, they will come and bow down to you. All those who despise you, who mock you, who laugh at you, they shall prostrate at your feet. The Lord will make you the holy city. You shall be the one that was forsaken before that has now been accepted. You will be the one that was hated before that has now become celebrated. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Are you ready to pray? Say, all those that mock me, all those that persecute me, all those that despise me, all those that oppress me, they shall fall at my feet. In the mighty name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to declare it now. That is the word of God. Their children shall come bow to your feet. All those that mock you, all those that despise you, they shall bow at your feet. They shall bow at your feet. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Thank you, Jesus. All those that mock me, they will bow at my feet. In the same place they mock me, I will be celebrated. In the same place I was rejected, I will be celebrated. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. The last and final one. Isaiah 37. Some people are tired already. I don't think we have ever prayed like this in a long time. Isaiah 37, verse 33. From verse 33. Isaiah 37, from verse 33. Praise the Lord. Ada, are you still with us? Are you tired? Praise the Lord. The Bible says, therefore, thus says the Lord concerning the king of Assyria, he shall not come into your life. I say the king, wicked king of Assyria, he shall not come into your life. The Bible says he shall not come into this city. But me, I'm saying he will not come into your life. Nor shall he shoot an arrow there. Nor shall he come before you with shield. Nor shall he build a siege around you. By the way they come, they will return in that way. I say, by the way they come against you, they will return in that same way. He shall not enter into this city, says the Lord. He said, for I will defend you and I will save you. For my sake and for my servant's sake, the Lord will defend you and he will save you. The Bible says, then the angel of the Lord went out and killed in the camp of Assyrians 185,000 in one day. One angel killed 185,000 soldiers in one night. Hear me and hear me well. Everywhere they gather to hurt you. Everywhere they gather to shoot arrows against your life and destiny. The Lord said they will not touch you. As they are planning to enter, the same way they plan to enter, they will run away from that way. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Evil will not prosper in your life. Evil will not prosper in your family. Evil will not prosper over your children. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Are you ready to pray? You will decree with fire in your voice. Say, everywhere they gather against my life and destiny, angel of death, visit there. In the mighty name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to pray that prayer. Let the angel of death that visited the camp of the Assyrians visit every enemy against my life and destiny. Open your mouth and pray. 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 Angel of death, visit them. Aha. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. The Lord is doing great things here. I see something like a coffin. Like a small coffin. And I see the picture of somebody there. I know the person I'm seeing their picture right now. I can see that picture there. But I want everybody to join hands with me now. We want to declare that evil thing in that coffin to backfire. Let your amen roar like thunder. Every coffin spirit on assignment against anybody here. Anyone that wants you to die before your time. Anyone that has locked up your life, locked up your progress in an evil coffin. If your amen can roar like thunder, let that coffin catch fire. Let that coffee 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 catch fire. Look at what is happening now. Any of your cloth that was stolen, and they are using it against you, if your amen can roar like thunder, their evil plan shall backfire. They will use their head and carry their load. They will use their head and carry their load. They will use their head and carry their load. Joy will not cease in your life. Hey. Ah, kapori kada basataya. Ija dopin ogun sitan. Olugbala jagun molu. Ori ayo la o mako. There is somebody here this morning. Blood was spilled because of you when you were young. And that blood was sprinkled on your body. That is the reason why you are having these challenges you are having now. But I have good news for you this morning. Every evil effect of any evil sacrifice of any blood of chicken, goat, ram, whatsoever. If your amen can roar like thunder, it is neutralized this morning. In the name of Jesus, it is neutralized this morning by the blood of Jesus. Hey, I can see the angels of God celebrating already. Ija dopi ogun sitan olugbala jagun molu ori ayo la omako. Hey, you are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. Hallelujah, lo mu mi goke ninu ewu. Hallelujah, lo mu mi goke ma wo ta lowo. Hallelujah, lo mu mi goke odo.